Okay, so a little bit about my bio. Like most people, life is never straightforward. It's usually a bit up and down. I would say I've led a pretty interesting life. Didn't come from a privileged background, working class background. Born and brought up in Glasgow, to an Italian dad. A Glaswegian mum. My parents split when I was around 8 or 9. My father and his family live in Rome and Naples, and I'm still in regular contact with my dad. And my mum, I'll still live in Glasgow. As I said earlier on, I'm actually speaking from Stop Hill. Hospice, as I have a stage 4 cancer, and this is why I'm leaving this charity foundation. So my background, like I said, it doesn't make me an expert, but it gives me a lot of insight and a lot of experience, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have similar and would possibly agree with a lot of what I'm saying. So I trained, did my registered general nursing training 30 years ago, and I qualified in accident emergency. I then went into occupational health in car manufacturing in the Midlands, where I was trained like a GP. And it became very apparent that mental health to me was basically more important than physical health. Our belief systems, it dictated a lot of our consciousness, our health. The big thing really I want to get across is victim consciousness. I think we've got an opportunity. I mean, a lot of people realise that we're born into this life, we don't come into unconditional love, and we are basically conditioned by an environment and our peers, parents, belief systems, how to think, feel, and that's gone on for many, many, many years. We've now got an opportunity, I believe, since COVID, since 2020. A real opportunity to change this, because we no longer need to focus on the past. I mean, all we have is the present moment. The past is already gone and the future's still to arrive. So we've really got to ask ourselves, what change do I want to see and be in the world? And we've all got a responsibility for that. So regarding my background in bio, I chose to work in occupational health. I trained in the speciality. I also became a midwife for a few years as well, but my main area was occupational health in private industry. Oil and gas, semiconductor, education, council, actually quite a variety of areas. What I found was that despite all the wonderful drugs and all the, technology that we have, interestingly enough, public health stats were getting worse. So I'd like you to draw your own conclusions from that. And I'll go on to talk about healthcare later on, because we're sticking with my bio at the moment. But that certainly influenced how I saw things. I wanted to look at things from a holistic perspective as well. So I also studied Eastern philosophy I studied reflexology. I went on to get a yoga qualification in India. I did Reiki, looked at mental health, and basically threw myself into lots of different cultures. A little bit of a Phileas Fogg, did a lot of traveling around the world. Was married twice. Also, general health was great, but I ended up, this is my second cancer diagnosis. The first cancer diagnosis was when I was 35 on the back of family trauma. So I actually do believe that a lot of illness has more to do with underlying trauma, which I do think is pretty widespread. And from what I've studied with NLP and hypno, a lot of it is coming from the subconscious level and not the conscious level. So to try and tackle it from the conscious level, you get very slow progress, and it's actually better to access it from subconscious level. So this is an area, again, I'll touch on when I'm talking about healthcare. But certainly it put me on a spiritual path following this, and I was determined that I wasn't going to be a victim or a, anything like that following cancer. And I basically just got on with living my life, carried on working, was involved in fit clubs, did Tough Mudder at 45, which was a very interesting experience. Did a lot of travelling around the world, volunteered in Africa, and basically, essentially, reinforced to me that we're all, we're all equal. We all want the same things. We all have the same needs, and that most people in life are doing the best that they can based on that level of consciousness that they're coming from. It might seem personal, the way people are, but a lot of the times it's education, it's a lack of insight, it's lack of understanding, it's communication, and a lot of it's not personal. People are trying to do their best. Humanity, I mean, if you were to put a child in a burning building, most people would try and save that child. They would not put themselves first. So I think essentially humanity is good, even although a bit misguided, and certainly from what I can gather, we are spiritual toddlers, and that the world is probably having a self-love, spiritual crisis more than anything, because it's not at peace. And we get taught from an early age that there isn't abundance, which I don't believe is the case, and a lot of people don't believe this. We have more than enough resources on this planet. It's just how they're distributed. It just shows you when 2020, when we have to get vaccines, how quickly we can pull together and utilize things. So hopefully people don't buy into this lack thinking and are starting to now move towards a more abundant thinking and less victim and blame finger pointing, because even although, yes, there is people that do not very nice things, and I'm not saying that that's okay, but to focus on that will get us nowhere. To focus on history, to focus on racism, to focus on past hurts, we will just keep regurgitating the same conversations, whereas we've got an opportunity to draw a line under the past, move forward to how we want to see the world. There is really good examples already of higher evolved societies. I think we're getting a message to be more in touch,